A woman in Oregon has quite the protective family when her ex-boyfriend decides to stalk her. They take matters into their own hands. A 36-year-old man was shot and killed after he allegedly went to his ex-girlfriend's home with the intent of stalking her. According to a statement, deputies from the Washington County Sheriff's Office in Sherwood, Oregon, they say that the man went to the home and was shot by family members. Investigators learned that 36-year-old Cody Bias was allegedly stalking his ex-girlfriend and went to her home. Because that's how you get your girlfriend back, is stalk her and make her scared of you. That's textbook 101 for how to get a woman to love you. I don't know if you know that, but scare her, stalk her, track her every movement. That's love. That's every woman just dreams about that. Sarcasm, by the way. So her family reportedly learned that he was actually at her house and confronted him. I love it when families stand up for each other and have each other's backs. I remember, I think I was maybe 7 years old. I was in South Dakota at my dad's, and the neighbor boy, you know, everybody says, oh, he must have, you know, been flirting with you. He decided to chase me with a snake, you know, just a gardener snake or a garter snake. In South Dakota, we call them gardener snakes. They weren't. They're called garter snakes. So they're relatively harmless. They can bite, but they're non-venomous from what I understand. But the neighbor boy, he was a paper boy. He came by to deliver the paper and I was outside and he saw a snake and he picked it up and started chasing me with it. Well, I told my brothers about this and it was just like a switch had flipped in my brothers and they're like, fuck this. And they went after the kid. They didn't hurt him, but they scared the living crap out of him. It instills in you that family's supposed to have your back. And now, they didn't go and kill the paper boy, but they sure put the fear of God into him. And I'm sure he never chased any girl with a snake ever again. At least I'm hoping he didn't. Kind of resonates with me that this family said, nope, you're not going to stalk her. We're taking matters into our own hands. The Washington County Sheriff's Office says Buyas displayed a weapon and a family member then fired multiple shots. They said, fuck this. We are not putting up with your crap. He was transported to a nearby hospital, but died from his wounds. So not only were they protective, but they were a good shot. The woman's family is reportedly cooperating with investigators. Now, the sheriff's office said neither deputies nor officers fired weapons while responding to the incident. And no arrests have been made. Be it like family.